Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. When one hears about financial instruments on the evening news being the cause of the latest stock or economic rout, they most likely roll their eyes and change the channel, not having the faintest idea of what the news anchor is talking about. Some might think, oh, Wall Street is up to their money games again and I'm going to end up paying for it. And yeah, that's about the long and short of it. A financial instrument is just a contract between two parties. There are many financial contract instruments that we use in our daily lives. They include things like stocks, checks, mortgages, bank deposits, and loans, to name but a few. But there are contracts that large financial institutions use that you might never have heard of. These larger financial contracts can be best understood as something resembling a bet. The professionals might prefer the term hedge, but bet pretty much covers it. These larger contracts act as insurance policies for large financial institutions. They can be simple mechanisms or very complex ones. One of the easiest ways to understand these products might be to compare them to your car insurance policy. You pay an insurance company a premium, and they take the risk of covering any damage to your vehicle. Insurance is simply transferring your risk to another party for a fee. The same goes for many of these complex financial contracts. The writer of the instrument, or the seller, assumes a financial risk and gets paid by the other party, which is the buyer, to do so. There's always a winner and a loser. In the case of your car, if you don't have an accident, the insurance company wins the bet. If you do crash your car, you win the bet. Realistically, however, no one wins if they crash their favorite car, but you get the point. One of the most complex financial instruments is called a derivative. Warren Buffett, the famous investor and billionaire that runs Berkshire Hathaway, a huge investment firm, once coined derivatives as, quote, financial weapons of mass destruction, unquote. Buffett goes on to say he doesn't use derivatives for the most part because he doesn't fully understand them. Makes us wonder who does. These instruments can go by acronyms like CDO, collateralized debt obligations, MBS, mortgage-backed securities, CMO, collateralized mortgage obligations, and hundreds of other strange sounding names and descriptions. You might recognize some of the names as making the evening news way back in 08 and 09 as the cause of the real estate blow-up and banking crisis, and you would be partially correct. Many of these derivative contracts, such as the collateralized debt obligation and the mortgage-backed security, did play a huge part in the crisis. The terms and conditions of these financial instruments can be very complex, as I said, such so as they may be understood by a very few, which may include the purchasers of these products and obviously the experienced investor, Warren Buffett. In the case of many of the 08 derivatives, like the mortgage-backed security or the collateralized debt obligation, many were bought by large pension funds, huge hedge funds, and even the investment funds of entire cities, states, and countries. As it came to be known, many of the managers of these funds understood very little about what they were buying and the subsequent risk they were exposed to, and therein lay the problem. Because they were so complex, in some cases, the only people that really understood these things were the math quants that developed them. Many of these contracts were also intertwined and interdependent with each other, meaning a failure in one could cause failures in others, sort of like the proverbial game of dominoes, and the game played out very well in 2008 and 2009. Keep in mind, we're not talking about contracts for a few thousand dollars. The amount of the derivatives in force around 2008 was over $600 trillion, a staggering amount. Remember, the gross domestic product of the entire planet, which is all the money spent on all the goods and services around the globe in one year, is estimated at $88 trillion. That meant the $600 trillion of derivative contracts in force in 2008 was comparatively inconceivable. The amount in force today is just as large, if not even larger. As we found out in 2008, when something goes seriously wrong somewhere in the chain of these financial Frankensteins, things can go very wrong very fast and globally. Although we survived the 08-09 global financial crisis and were assured by our monetary authorities that they have installed better safeguards and a repeat is not possible, that statement sure has a familiar ring to it. market, and we seem to have a lot of repeats. I'm watching the market so you don't have to, and that concludes today's Money Matters. Today's newscast expresses my opinion only. Not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell anything, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff, members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California insurance license, OL34249, and I'm a Medicare agent approved in the state of California. You can email me at news@moneymanagementradio.com. My name's Mark Cunaberdi.